the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. It gets better. Right now, Kareem Pennybaker has joined us live via Zoom. He's a friend of ours. He has run for congressional, for Congress. He's an activist, and he was a Wisconsin duly elected elector for the Joe Biden. Did I describe that right? Kareem, welcome to the big show. Welcome back.
Hey, Kareem.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on again.
So how did you become a Joe Biden elector?
Well, I was duly elected by the people within the party and within the state legislature. And once that happens, again, this is my second time. I was an elector for Hillary Clinton in 16. And then I was thankfully rewarded with the honor again in 2020 for Joe Biden. And it is an immense honor. And in this case, I was one of few people in the country and in American history to be able to vote for the country's first woman of color for vice president. That is a huge deal. And to see that kind of moment sullied by a group of folks who wanted to lie and steal democracy from folks is something that simply cannot stand.
Well, Kareem, we'll get to your litigation, but let's talk about the day. You went to the Wisconsin State Capitol. I understand that was, what, December 14th of 2020. The election had already happened. Joe Biden effectively won the state by about 21,000 votes. That very day, if I recall correctly, all litigation had been exhausted in the state of Wisconsin. And you guys went up to the Capitol, and Tony Evers and others were there. And what was that scene like, Kareem, when you actually cast your Electoral College votes?
So that last lawsuit that Trump had lost happened the Saturday before. So we went there on a Monday, and it was a cold day. And honestly, I was terrified. A few days before that, another slate of fake electors in Michigan had stormed that Capitol, trying to burst their way in, and the police wouldn't let them in. And then in Arizona, there was another instance where they did the same type of thing, where the Arizona electors had to go to an undisclosed location because of how rowdy and vicious the fake electors and Trump supporters had been. And in our case, having heard that news, I was terrified. I thought I was going to walk into a mob, but because these things had happened before our day, the folks had taken steps to make sure we were going to be safe. So we went to the Capitol, but in a undisclosed location to meet. We actually got to go through all the tunnels that Scott Walker escaped from during the Act 10 situation. And there were police everywhere inside the Capitol. I had never seen that many police in a building that way in my life. I mean, they were everywhere.
Now, Corey, sorry to interrupt, but the Capitol building was under lock because it was a COVID pandemic, and the building wasn't legally open to the public.
Correct.
And when you entered the building that day, were you aware that there was a sort of a parallel effort, a fraudulent effort afoot by the Republicans? Had that news broken to the democratically elected electors?
I didn't know right away. But there were, I believe, tweets that had come out or some kind of news reporting that had come out while we were in the office making the votes. Because it's not like you can't have your phone out and all that kind of thing. So I did start to see some of that stuff. But it wasn't like when we were doing it, it wasn't like, oh, breaking news, this is happening. It just started to trickle out a little bit. But we didn't see them. The police made sure that no one had access to us at all.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Kareem Pennybaker. He is a National Democratic Committee member also, and more importantly, for the context of this conversation, a Joe Biden elector, a true elector, suing now for damages. Okay, so you weren't aware that the Republicans were doing this, or at least not to the degree at the same time, or what that whole plan was. As you went through your process, and of course, the electors voted for Joe Biden, at what point did you become aware, when did you understand that this was a fraudulent electors at work, and also not just in the state of Wisconsin, Curry, but also a conspiracy for many other contested states. And at what point did you realize that, wow, this is very troublesome?
So we knew about Michigan and Arizona before we even got there.
Okay.
I didn't know the full breadth of what those fake and fraudulent electors from Wisconsin had done. I didn't realize the scope of it until we got finished. But again, you had to keep in mind the mindset that I was in going into this. I had an immense amount of death threats and harassment going up to December 14. So that's what I was expecting to walk into. I thought there was going to be a swarm of Trump supporters trying to harass us. And thankfully, I think it was less than 20 people that had showed up, but the police did make sure that we were not, you had no way to get access to us, which was a great thing. And I really applaud them for keeping us safe. And then within the next few days after that vote, you began to see the other states where those fake electors have begun trying to concoct their scheme and put it in play. And then you really didn't see like the whole plan until way later than that. But what made the whole thing worse, though, is what happened on January 6th, where they tried to really, I believe, as one of the Trump acolytes called it, the Green Bay sweep, where they really tried to thwart democracy, but without the front end work that they had done with having these fake electors showing up. January 6th wouldn't have mattered as much. I mean, those folks who those fake electors really are the seed for what happened on January 6th. And for folks like me who got the harassment and death threats, January 6th was like, to me, it was like, well, my time is up. These folks are literally going to kill me. If they want to kill Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence, and they're going through the U.S. Capitol saying so publicly and unafraid in doing so, what do you think they're going to do to me? And so that's like when you're looking at how great of an honor this is, being one of the few people in history to be able to cast electoral ballot, to have that kind of cloud hanging over you where you might die doing something you were elected to do. Yeah, I didn't do anything violent to anybody. I earned my position. I was voted in rightfully so. I earned that spot. And then to have someone threaten to kill me over it is absolutely crazy to me. And to think this is happening in a country that markets itself as the greatest country on earth is staggering. And to see that you have so many people who should know better, lawyers who should know better. You had a president out publicly lying to people, whipping them up to a frenzy to the point where they want to go kill, is staggering to me.
Curry, you're quoted in the New York Times. I don't know that you can put a price on trying to steal democracy. There has to be some kind of penalty. It has to be something. There has to be peer accountability for this. We cannot have this happen again. And the news keeps breaking as the J6 continues its investigation. John Eastman, one of the attorneys that you perhaps referenced before, in communication, certainly with Wisconsin state legislators, with the president, on a regular basis on his court cases.
Still so, doing it. Was in the state of Wisconsin last month, still advocating for the overturning of the 2020. Sorry to interrupt.
Not surprisingly at all, Curry, they're playing it down. You know, the reporting of the Journal Sentinel, you know, those that are involved, really not a big deal. We were just doing this just in case. What's your response to their downplaying this?
I mean, I would expect folks to who don't believe in actual democracy, who are a part of a cult, to be honest with you, to want some kind of king figure who can steal democracy. But Wisconsinites don't believe in that. Americans don't actually believe in that kind of behavior. And you can't downplay this. That is why this suit is important, because you have to have a deterrent so that folks don't look back at what happened in 2020, I think that's a viable option. Republicans should not want this option on the table. Should Democrats be on the opposite side of this equation and be able to try to steal democracy like that? I don't want anybody to be able to steal democracy and thwart the will of the people. People fought, bled, and died for our right to go vote, right? And I don't think anybody should be in a position where they could, through some kind of shifting legal maneuver, to steal people's voices and their votes. Not just the general election vote, but the Electoral College vote. That is a criminal act that those folks engaged in, and they have to be held accountable for it. Otherwise, this will happen again, and there's no way in a functional democracy, that should be okay.
Coree Pennybaker, our fine guest for about five more minutes. Coree is a plaintiff in the lawsuit against the false Trump electors here in the state of Wisconsin. And when we hear about litigation, the first question is always standing. Well, Coree, you've got unique standing as plaintiff, as I would see it, in that you were an actual elector and you and another actual elector are suing the false electors. If anyone was harmed, you were harmed. So what sort of legal advice are you getting on the chances of this proceeding to trial?
So, I mean, I am not a lawyer. I've never played well on TV either.
How about on the radio? We do it on the radio.
So the legal part, I'll leave to the lawyers and all that. And the sad thing about this is that justice does take a while to come to fruition. But I'm glad this lawsuit has been brought forward because, again, it's about accountability, because we have to make sure that this kind of behavior is never seen as a viable option again. I do believe it is a lawsuit that is real, and that is something that has to happen. I think it can lay the groundwork for other states who have had the same thing. I believe there's six others who had the same type of fake and fraudulent electoral slate. Who can do the same thing so that we can hold these folks accountable so they never think this is okay again.
Coree, you are obviously active in Democratic politics and hence your choice as a Democratic elector for Joe Biden. But the Republicans, they got their little convention party starting in Middleton right about now. And I've got to ask you, they got four gubernatorial candidates. And as near as I can tell, all four of them were at least a maybe, probably, an absolutely rigged 2020 election. Coree, I cannot believe these candidates believe what they're espousing. Do you think they believe it, or do you think somehow they're trying to appeal to the two-thirds of Republicans that still claim they have no confidence in the outcome of the last election?
I think what they're doing is pure pandering. They are trying to peel apart whatever part of that Trump demographic that they can. And it's really unfortunate that you have a group of Wisconsin voters who have been lied to the point where they don't believe the actual truth anymore. They don't believe in the truth of counting of the votes. And they don't believe in the electoral college votes that were put out. That is a real shame that you have a person with that kind of power in Donald Trump to lie to his voters to the point where they can't see through it anymore. And so now you have people who should know better. Those four gubernatorial candidates know better. They know how dangerous these kinds of pervasive lies can be and the damage that it can do, not just to democracy, but to our state and to actual human beings. They realize how far people will take things, and they simply don't care. They don't have the fortitude to say what is right and to actually admit that Donald Trump lost and that Joe Biden won. And so now they're doing whatever they can to out-Trump the next person. And they're really just furthering that lie and further and further damage to our great state and to our democracy.
Coree, we're going to run out of time. My understanding is the Wisconsin Elections Commission did not find legal issue with the false Trump electors, probably, to my opinion, because it wasn't currently against state law. But my question of you, sir, are you using the state courts as the venue for this civil action? And eventually, doesn't it end up before Hagedorn and the crew at the state Supreme Court? Were that the case? About 1 minute left, sir.
So again, I don't want to delve into the legal side because I'm not a lawyer. But my perspective on this whole thing is about accountability. So whatever venue that this may exist in, the folks who engage in this behavior simply have got to be held accountable. And there's no way that this can be allowed to happen again, because it'll be worse the next time. And I guarantee those four candidates that are running for governor on the other side do not want this to happen to them had the outcome been different. They don't want that either. Neither do I. This is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This is about pure democracy.
Coree Pennybaker, a fine guest. Thank you so much for joining us on a Friday afternoon. Have a great weekend, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Coree. Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Come back. More Devils Friday grievances on the phones, 844-96-PARTY.